Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Before we crack into the naughty stuff, Ollie, of course, it's the big third hour. You just declared that the contest for Australia's Ginger Warrior.
Let it rest, man.
You said that it was cancelled.
Yeah. Well, we had two contestants. We had
Caleb and Lane, except what you've done on Facebook is you've told them both that they won.
Yeah, well, why not?
Well, why don't you just tell them that that it was cancelled?
I told them it was on air, it was cancelled. But if they missed that, why not just give them the good news that they won?
Caleb was super stoked. He's like, yes, yes, thank you so much.
Yes, he should be. Well done, Caleb.
But you've also told Lane, you win.
Yeah, well, good on him. They're both great.
I just don't know about lying to people.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. That's how I live my life.
Is that a song?
Yeah, I think it is. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. Guess that song, 133353. New segment. Well, I'll sing a song that we vaguely know.
We're not doing that. It's Hot Chocolate.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth.
Hey, 133353, what do you think of morning sex?
Love it.
That's what we're going to... Really?
Love it.
Really? You get into it?
Yeah.
Nah, can't handle it. I'm going to give you details of why up next. But look, let's get a snapshot of the nation here. 133353. Morning sex, yay or nay? Are we into it? Do we like it?
What a strange question, Tom. I don't know why you would be even asking this question.
What do you... No, morning sex sucks.
What?
Yeah, I'll give you my reasons up next. This is Kick in Excess. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, naughty after nine. Kick in Excess. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie here. What's going on? Hope you're having a good night. Oh, what a night indeed.
What's going on, Marvin Gaye? I mean, everything's a song, isn't it?
It's everyone's a winner, mate.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
That's the truth.
Now, Tom, speaking of music and songs, up next, we are playing Oasis Morning Glory, which leads us to what you're about to say.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, Morning Glory.
It just keeps getting better and better tonight, doesn't it?
You had Morning Glory, Tom, didn't you? But
yes, most mornings.
Well, you weirdo.
What do you think about morning sex? 133353, give us a call. I'm just not a fan. Am I weird in saying this?
I think you are weird, because we had a meeting, a chat about the show with you.
We had like 15 calls. Where did all the calls go?
It was because we started singing songs.
Yeah, true. 133353. What do you think about morning sex?
Call now. Call back now on 133353. We're sorry for the songs.
Yeah.
I think you were a weirdo for this because I think morning sex is a crowd favourite. Our whole team before the show was saying, Tom, what do you mean? It's great.
I don't like it because you're smelly. Like, you got bad breath.
There's a bit of that.
I'm not awake in the morning. Like, I need a coffee and a shower and some breakfast to get me moving at all.
To get up. You need a coffee to get up.
Correct. Well, not to get up, but to get out of bed.
It.
No, that's everything.
Can you? Yeah.
It's all fine.
No issue.
No,
there's no issue. I think hangover sex is great. If you're a bit hungover.
Yeah, but then you finish and all of a sudden, there comes the hangover.
No, it's one. I've seen a listicle of top 10 things to fix your hangover. Yeah. One of them. Is sex.
Yeah, no.
Endorphins. That's flowing.
Yeah, that's a great way to make the hangover just intensify after you finish.
It's a good way to lift out of it.
All right. Bree on 133353. What do you reckon about morning sex, Bree?
I reckon it's pretty gross.
It's gross, isn't it, Bree?
Yeah.
You're all sticky and stuff, especially if you sleep in no clothes. What,
before the sex? Why are you all sticky?
Like, if you sleep in no clothes, then you're sweaty throughout the night.
Yeah. No, I get you.
You're sweating a lot in bed, Bree.
Yeah. Sleep with a heater under the doona, so.
A heater under the doona?
Yeah.
How are you sleeping with a heater under the doona?
You put it's a portable heater, so you put the heater and then you slide the doona over it and it just gets all in there.
Like a metal grill or a hot air one?
What is it? It's like a metal grill.
That's not okay.
That's so okay. It's on all night.
No, it's like a fire hazard, Bree. I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be taking the heater out. I'd be getting an electric blanket.
Yeah.
At least you're warm.
Your lack of morning sex is concerning, but your habits with your heater in bed are more concerning. And I'd get those checked out first, Bray.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's one for no. Hey, David, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate.
Bit of morning sex, David. What do you reckon?
Mate, nothing beats morning sex.
Yeah.
Is there any better way to start a day?
I don't think so, David. It's a real kickstarter.
Yes, there's a better way of waking up slowly, getting your routine done, which is coffee, shower, breakfast.
No.
Exactly. I mean, it ticks all the boxes.
David, you've got a partner, do you?
I do.
And, I mean, Tom's saying bad breath and stuff. If you've got a long-term partner, I think you'd get over that stuff fast. But...
although, there is one, look, you know, you can peck each other on the cheek in the morning, but, you know, there might be a bit of, morning breath and things, but, okay, you just don't have to put your tongue in and go the full hot band, as long as you enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, there are limits, I think, to the morning sex. But
David, what are you doing at night? Because I feel like nighttime is the perfect time for sex. Or are you doing it both?
Mate, as I said, you know, I'm happy to do it anytime.
¿Por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos,
Tom? Why not have both soft shell taco and a hard shell taco? Have both.
Sonia, morning sex? Cheers, Sonia. Thanks, mate. We'll get Sonia after Oasis Morning Glory. 133353, chime in here. Morning sex. Is it good? Is it bad? And seriously, Brie. Stop sleeping with a heater under your doona.
That is a worry.
That's weird. It's not okay. Get a hot water bottle.
You and your boyfriend, you were saying that you're infatuated earlier on the show. You were saying you're so in love, you're so passionate, but the morning is reserved for Tom Bainbridge. It's a bit of me time.
Well, no, look, I get into it when we get into it, but I'm just not, you know. I'd rather it at night and then I can go hell for leather. I'm not awake yet.
Hell for leather, wow.
Well, not.
Leather? Belts?
Harness.
Nice.
Thanks. 133353. Wow. Morning sex, yeah and a. Morning glory now.
Oh,
planned it, Oasis.
You've got morning glory.
Yes, I do. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine. Jeez, Australia's favourite tradie losing out on Ninja Warrior. What a shame.
Dad, no one calls him that, Tom.
For season two, the hottie, and he's just failed.
You just think he's hot.
Into the pool. No.
You love a bald man in high vis. That's what you like.
What are you talking about? He's Australia's favourite tradie from season one of Ninja Warrior.
We need to do a lineup, Tom.
We
get everyone, like Triple M listeners, who are bald tradesmen who have somewhat of a beardy thing going on. We'll line them all up and you'll just walk past and go, yep, 10 out of 10. Yep, hot. Yep, hot. You're hot. You're all hot. Every one of you is hot. And I've got no standards.
Brilliant.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
If you want a yay or nay on whether you're a hot, bald tradie, send me a photo.
Nah, don't.
Can we find a hot, bald trader that Tom doesn't find hot?
It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It is after 9 o'clock.
That's a new story for radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Can you find one that's not hot? Because your field of vision of what's hot is so broad.
Well, you know what I'm not keen about? Morning sex.
That's true.
Don't like it.
Even with a hot, bald tradie.
Even with a hot, bald tradie. Nah, I'd give it a go.
The guy from Ninja Warrior, definitely. Well, I don't know why you're so against it. I mean, you know what? Can I be honest? I think it's a bit of a sexuality thing. I think if you're straight, it's a bit easier to get the job done as a straighty hetero couple, boy and girl, because
that'd be right.
It kind of...
Here we go, bringing sexuality into it.
I just think for you guys, for the blokes,
what
anyway,
are you thinking, mate? What are you thinking?
Well, I don't want to be too graphic, but there may be a bit of extra prep or effort.
That
don't impress me
much. Sonia on 133353, are you up for morning sex?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, good on you, Sonia.
All right.
For sure.
Oh, why? Isn't it stinky and gross and aren't you tired?
No, not at all. Okay. Get energised and ready to go.
But isn't it the night time just way better? Because
night time, I'm too tired.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah,
I've heard of a couple, Sonia, and they're a young couple, which that this worries me, a friend of mine, who were setting an alarm in the morning to have sex. Like wow. They were like, come on, let's schedule it in. That to me sounds a bit sad, but would you ever do that?
Not totally. My fella's ready to go in the morning.
You're ready to go no matter what?
What's the story of morning glory indeed?
No
yeah,
alarm clock.
For sure.
You've got your own alarm clock.
Much better. Just wake up. And, yeah, go for it.
We've done a content warning. Sonia, would you agree with Tom, though, that there is a bit of maybe an overnight factor?
You have a shower.
You have a shower
Have a shower in the morning and then go off and do your things.
Oh, but shower before the sex or after the sex?
Oh, After.
Would you be...
Yeah, before you go off on the day.
Do you think that any forms of oral sex should be engaged after a night of sleep?
Totally.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, then what are you worrying about, Tom? Sure. Why are you hating it?
I'm hating it because I prefer...
You're saying it's stinky, but you're saying it's fine.
I'm tired. I'm tired in the morning. I need a Barocca or something.
So you're worried about breath, but you don't care about oral parts being sweaty.
Look, the breath and stuff, I can get over it. It's not very hard to get over it. I mean, I love my boyfriend, so I'll just do it, but...
You'd rather go downstairs than kiss him in the morning.
No, I don't mind either. It's fine, but I just would prefer it if we had more energy and it's night time.
Oh, you're tired. You're tired now, it seems, because you're getting stroppy. Is that what's going on? You're just tired all the time.
Fake news.
Greg?
Trump.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good. I do not want morning sex.
Yeah.
I just want to get up.
Yeah.
And same as what he just get up and just go to work, get ready and go to work.
Yeah, what about on a weekend, Greg? On a weekend?
On the weekend, maybe. Not now because I got kids, so that's just a waste of... There's just no chance of that happening. But yeah. Even before, nah. I just like just getting rolling out of bed and doing something. Yeah. I don't really want to worry about having sex before, like, first thing in the morning.
You don't want to worry about it. It's a bit of a stress.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with you, Greg.
More effort, too.
Totally. And my boyfriend gets up at a completely different time to me. So he's waking up at like 8. I want to wake up at 10. We're going to have morning sex in there. It's just like, can you let me sleep?
Oh, your schedule's got to match, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, when my girlfriend gets up at like 6:30 in the morning, I sleep till 10 o'clock. So, of course, there's no morning sex happening there.
No. Danelle, you've got a suggestion for us on 133353.
I absolutely do, guys.
Okay.
Nothing beats afternoon delight.
Oh.
A little bit of afternoon sex. They even wrote a song about it. Come on.
Yeah.
Afternoon delight.
Oh, there we go. We've got it already from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my worry with afternoon delight, Danielle, as you say, is that you might then miss out on the evening. You might be a bit parched for the evening.
No, absolutely not. It fires you up for the later night.
Oh,
excapades.
Okay.
Hmm.
I do just pass out after sex.
You get that song, Tom, Afternoon Delight?
We don't have it in the system, and I'm not going to go on YouTube and try and find it.
Oh, come on. They have really nice fireworks that accompany it. Come on, guys. You have to look it up on YouTube. Well,
I've got Nickelback's this afternoon.
Everyone do it in their own time.
You know this song?
No. But I reckon Cream is pretty accurate.
Just hang on. No. There we go.
No.
Hanging out this afternoon.
Oh, sunshine of your love. That's an afternoon activity right there.
Oh, it's getting smoky in the studio.
What's
going on there?
Grass.
Hey, if you got any more to say about morning sex, give us a call 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. There's nothing better than new music, unless it's new music from Vance Joy, Saturday Sun, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, we got around.
That sounded like you were saying there's nothing better than new music, unless it's Vance Joy, in which case it's not good.
Oh, no, I was saying it's better.
It's even better.
Yeah. Before that, the studio got a bit smoky. Sunshine of Your Love, Cream.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're going to get to homemade videos in just a tick. We're finishing off morning sex.
Let's get it finished off. You've been banging on about it, saying it's no good. I think we've proven that it's good.
I've actually got a story about morning sex that has failed with me and my boyfriend. But before we get to that, Justin, good evening.
Good evening, guys. How are you going?
Good. Morning sex, what do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely, yay. It's fantastic. It gets you up and going for the rest of the day. It's the go-to.
And Justin, don't you reckon as well, if you have a hangover or a bit of a slow start, it can help with that?
And then you can go get a McMuffin afterwards, but it's definitely the pick-me-up. It's definitely the cure.
You can go get a what?
Get a Macca's McMuffin after.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. That'll sort you out,
would it? Yeah, good. I didn't know what you were talking about.
But, Oasis, Morning Glory. I mean, case in point, really.
Exactly right. That song's about Morning Glory, surely.
It's like three songs ago. All right, let's get over that. Thank you very much, Justin, for giving us a call. How about this? My boyfriend the other night was like, oi, leave your keys outside tonight. Leave your keys outside.
He's going to rob you. He's going to rob you.
He's not going to rob me.
You know he's homeless.
I'm going to come wake you up in the morning. I was like, ooh, this sounds good. This sounds fun. You know, even though I'm secretly going, don't.
So he's at his place. Sex. He's saying, I'm going to come round.
I'm going to come around in the morning because we had to hang out that day. We had a few functions. So he's like, leave the keys out. I was thinking he'll wake me up normal time, 9, 10,
so you said he'll wake you up?
He's going to wake me up.
Yeah, wake you up.
Yeah, he's going to wake me up. You know, Saturday morning, 9, 10 o'clock, normal time on a Saturday.
Bit of Saturday sun, lovely.
He comes in at 8 o'clock, right? And I kind of go, okay. And I was pressing the buttons for the breakfast show on Friday, so I did a big sleep in. Yeah. He comes in and I'm just like, "What? Hey, man, how you doing?" And he's like, jumps on top of me and starts making out. I'm like, "Nah, don't you dare. Just get into bed."
Oh, how's the chemistry?
I need more sleep.
How's the chemistry of you two?
Oh.
How's the passion? Oh, glad to see you. Shut up, I'm sleeping. What are you, 50 years old?
How rude are you?
How rude are you, it would seem.
Oh, how rude are you?
I'm just saying, you could appreciate he's made an effort.
I appreciated it. I was just very tired. Now I'm stroppy. I'm stroppy because of that.
Yeah, well.
I'm tired tonight.
Don't take it out. I shouldn't be punished for this. He's come round to wake you up. And
wake me up. Wake me up.
He's come inside.
On Triple M. Okay. They ask the questions you never even knew you wanted answers to.
Sarah, did you see this shrine that Ollie had of you?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify, it was actually over a year before we started dating, Ollie.
Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, we'll talk X-rated videos tomorrow night, homemade X-rated videos.
You just have my girlfriend, Sarah, was just in that little promo bit there referring to a shrine I made of her. That's old news.
Weird.
I do love her. She's a beautiful girl. She just turned 30, Tom.
It's a love show tonight, isn't
it's
it?
It's a bit of a love show. Yeah. But I just got a text from Sarah, and it's quite funny. Today she said she had a big weekend, and so did I with her for her birthday, and she's a bit fragile. Yeah. And she said to me, can you leave a surprise for me at home? She always asks for that kind of stuff.
Like a Kinder surprise?
Leave me a surprise. She didn't give any description at all of the surprise. So I was leaving the house.
A couple of chockies?
That would be nice. Didn't have any of that. So
how about pooey undies on the floor? That's a surprise.
Okay, that's enough of that, Tom.
Okay.
All I could think of was, all I had in mind was
I didn't flush!
Surprise her. And so what I did was I laid out a fake body. You know how you put cushions in your bed to look like someone's in there? And I was like, this would be a cute surprise. She can cuddle it. But it did look quite scary.
Yeah,
it looked like someone's in there. You would think she was scared. She messaged now, and this is a testament to the fragility of Sarah after the weekend.
Okay.
I loved my surprise. I cried. I literally cried. She's messaged me.
Oh, God.
It was so silly but lovely, and I teared up. Can you believe that?
There's nothing sadder.
Anyway, after this time, I want to tell you about why Sarah's so fragile. We went out for a big night on Friday night, and I've got to tell you, at this nightclub, I heard one of the wankiest things I've ever heard someone say.
And pretentious thing.
Pretentious, wanky, puncy even.
All right, we'll hear about that up next. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hope you turn that up. Down Under, Men at Work. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, the number one development show. We have questions. Getting through it.
Good fun, Tom. Having an absolute ball. And I want to share a story from the weekend. I heard one of the most pretentious, wanky things from a guy at a nightclub.
Oh, you were looking in the mirror.
Makes sense because I thought I heard something.
Yeah, and you were looking in the mirror and you didn't know it was you.
Are you going to do shit gags the whole time or are you going to let me tell a story?
No, I'll do shit gags the whole time.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just you telling a story.
And that'd be horrible.
I could leave.
We couldn't just have me telling a story.
No, you need a tit and a tat. You need tit for tat.
Yeah, you need a, if there's a fatty and a skinny, if there's a Timon and Pumbaa, I need my Pumbaa. I'm Timon.
Lainey and Woodley are skinny and they are both talented.
Yeah.
So you don't need...
There's always one.
Can we keep the weight out of it? Keep my weight out of it.
Oh, so you want to go to the story now?
I'm just saying this. Tip for tat. Get on with your story, you dickhead.
Okay, I was out for my girlfriend's 30th. Went to a nightclub.
Oh, where was
it? Oh, it was a club. 161. Just with a couple of hetero couples. So, sorry. And it was Friday night and... I was wearing the new Gucci shirt that I bought.
Oh God!
In Thailand,
you bought fake Gucci shirt that you've.
Sorry, I wasn't wearing it. I wasn't wearing it. Another guy was wearing the same shirt that I had in the club, and Sarah went up to the guy, my girlfriend.
Is it based on a real shirt? That shirt, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. She goes to him. My boyfriend's got the same shirt, and I saw her doing this conversation. And I was like, here we go again. Sarah's making conversation with some random at the club. I'll go over and say, hi, yes, I have that shirt you're wearing. So I went over and I said, hey, man, yeah, I've got the shirt, but mine's fake. Mine's from Thailand. Is yours real? And he goes, this is the most wanky thing ever.
Okay.
He goes, yeah, and gestures with his wrist to show his watch and says, yeah, man, judge a man by the watch.
Yeah, because he had an Apple Watch, and you judge everyone who's got an Apple Watch with coolness.
No.
You go, you're cool, you get your notifications on your wrist, and you get accurate swimming data, unlike your piece of shit.
Wow. I have a lovely Garmin, but no, he didn't have an Apple Watch. He was more expensive than that. What's an Apple Watch worth? $300? It's cheap.
Nah, you can
flimsy.
You can get the ceramic edition for thousands.
Okay, well, this man had like a Rolex style, fancy circular, you know, I'm a big man kind of boss.
Bet you can't get your notifications on your wrist with that.
I'll say it again. As Nath Valvo, the great comedian that he is, says, the more that your watch can do, the less I want to hang out with you.
Yeah, and you're now in that camp.
My watch can't do much compared to your Apple Watch, mate.
There we go. He said it, guys. He said it. He's finally said it. Yep, your watch does suck.
No, I didn't say that. I'm okay with it doing less stuff than yours.
What a horribly pretentious thing to say, though. Judge a man by the watch. That is insane.
Please, judge a man by the watch. And that's all I'd said to him. Like, and that was the end of the conversation. It was like, fair call. Okay. All right, man. See ya. I was like, good to chat. What is that
guy
doing?
What is this guy drinking?
I don't know, Bacardi and Coke.
Somebody who has a Rolex.
My fun way.
He's not drinking a Bacardi and Coke.
No, he probably had a G&T or. No, he'd have a Scotch. Shelf. A Scotch with one block of ice in it.
133353. Let's get into the most pretentious thing you've heard.
We've asked this before. What is the most pretentious thing ever? And there are certain things that people do that maybe spring to mind for you about what is pretentious.
I'm calling it turmeric lattes.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. They're made with turmeric, which is apparently
latte.
Good for you.
I would say the magic latte phenomenon is also in that.
Oh, the double ristretto flat white. I went through that phase.
Double ristretto
flat white. Yeah.
Thanks, Timon.
You're not going to get any calls on this. 133353. What's the most pretentious?
Come on, call up. What's wanky? What's punsy? 133353.
Tominelli, Triple M. Breaking the girl, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oof, it's nearly time to get out of here as I bang the microphone.
Oh, Bainbridge, come on.
Sorry, it's
Tom number one development show on Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
We certainly are.
And we're talking about the most pretentious things you've ever seen. What do you think? What do you categorize as pretentious?
Your Gucci shirt that I posted a photo of today.
Yes, well, you took a photo of me and then posted it without my knowledge, which, by the way, is not on.
Oh.
But it is on Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
And I'm always okay with that.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y if you want to see the shirt. It's ridiculous.
People say it's a fake Gucci shirt. I do refer them to the tag that says made in Italy.
Yeah, but you bought it in Thailand.
Yeah, but Thailand could import Italian shirts. You thought about that?
Have you thought that Thailand make a lot of things?
No. Well, what is the most pretentious? Let us know what you think.
Big wankers, 133353.
Yeah, what's wanky? What's the most wanky car brand, do you think? Volvo's coppered a bit, but they're not wanky. They're just...
Audi?
Audi?
Peugeot.
They're not that expensive. Not overly expensive.
Oh, well, get in touch if you know what a wanky car brand is. Hey, CJ.
G'day.
Now, we've been told...
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really good, mate. We've been told that your story kind of doesn't really relate.
To most pretentiousness.
Oh, I don't know. I'll leave that for you to decide and the viewers.
Why are you called CJ?
Chris John.
Chris John. Nickname.
Yeah.
Love
it.
Cool.
Yeah, CJ.
Who calls you CJ, everyone?
I used to get called Elvis, but I just go by CJ these days.
Why are you called Elvis?
I used to slick my hair a bit like him. Oh. Yeah, when I was a bit pretentious.
All right.
Jailhouse Rock indeed.
Yeah.
Or this song. Action, now, you might get that, CJ, if your story doesn't really relate. So,
all right, mate.
Let's go.
We'll play that song if we think it doesn't relate.
So go for it.
All right. I was asked to go to a girlfriend's debut formal at Bankstown house. And her ex-boyfriend, I didn't know that she had organised this previously to dress her ex-boyfriend up as the Lord Mayor.
Okay.
We had to walk down the aisle as all of the other friends from the year with their partners.
Yep.
And she was meant to curtsy and I was meant to bow. Except she had organised it with her ex-boyfriend to be at the Lord Mayor and I was meant to bow in front of him.
Oh.
Yes.
A bit of a character, was he?
Well, I didn't even bow. I curtsied. Yeah, I stuffed it up, you see, and that just kind of makes it a mockery to him. A little more action, baby.
Thank you, CJ. No, it was somewhat relevant, but...
Good on you, CJ.
Good on you, CJ. Or Elvis, as his mates call him.
Satisfy me!
When that song came out in the early 2000s,
yeah.
With that video clip of all the little boxes and the little rooms.
It was a soccer one, wasn't it?
Soccery. I was like, I thought Elvis was dead. How has he done this? But I was young back then. It was a remake, wasn't it?
Definitely. Hey, David.
Hi.
You know something pretentious?
Yeah, basically Mini Cooper drivers.
Oh, we did ask what's the most pretentious car. You think Mini Cooper?
Yes, you did. Answering two questions at once.
Mini Cooper, what, you're just not a fan?
No, definitely not.
I believe our ex-producer, she who shall not be named, drove a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Really?
Yeah.
I think one of my managers at my previous job drove one.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I was enjoying David's chat.
We?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
And then you faded it down to dead air, to silence.
Well, that was better than what David was talking about.
Mate, why? What, are you offended by Mini Coopers? Yeah, David. I like David.
Oh, okay, you want David back on?
No.
All right, we'll call him back.
I'd rather do the show with David.
Really?
No, don't call him back, mate. The
really?
Show's done.
No,
have some spine.
Okay.
Do what you think is right.
Well, I did what was right, and then I got chastised for it. Sorry to end like this, guys, but we'll see you tomorrow night.
It's a real shame, Tom.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.